USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Arizona's governor has issued an executive order banning cities and counties in his state from enacting vaccine mandates for their employees. Governor Doug Ducey's order comes a day after the city of Tucson voted to implement a mask mandate and covers the gap before a state law that prohibits local governments from enacting vaccine mandates goes into effect at the end of September. Tucson's Mayor Regina Romero has pushed back against the governor's order, calling it legally meaningless. And the death toll in the 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck Haiti over the weekend has reached nearly 2,000 as rescue efforts continue after Tropical Storm Grace stopped them with its arrival. Officials say that 1,941 people have died in the quake, with nearly 10,000 injured. UNICEF has estimated that about 1.2 million people have been affected by the natural disaster that struck some of the most isolated areas in the country. Officials say many homes have been destroyed, leaving people without shelter and limited or no access to fresh water, food, or health care. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The world's largest retailer is making an investment into the education of its employees. Tim Berg reports.
Walmart will pay for full college tuition and book costs at some schools for its U.S. workers. This is the latest effort by the largest private employer in the country to sweeten its benefits as it seeks to attract and retain talent in a tight job market. The program includes 10 academic partners ranging from the University of Arizona to Southern New Hampshire University. Participants must remain part-time or full-time employees at Walmart to be eligible. The company saying Tuesday they will also drop a previous $1 a day fee paid by Walmart and Sam's Club workers who want to earn a degree and begin covering costs of their books. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Target also recently began offering to pay for tuition and books for its more than 340,000 U.S. employees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. military officials say that the pace of evacuation flights out of Kabul's airport will be increasing as more troops arrive to help secure the airfield. About 4,000 are currently on the ground, with 7,000 having been ordered to the country to assist with evacuation efforts. That coming as President Biden continues to face criticism from both sides of the aisle over the way the pullout of U.S. and NATO forces from Afghanistan was implemented. Congressman Jake Auchincloss says there will be plenty of time to analyze and assign blame for what went wrong. But the Massachusetts Democrat and veteran of two tours in the country tells ABC News that the situation on the ground is what should be focused on right now.
Every military mission concludes with an after-action review where everyone takes off their rank and gets feedback on decisions made and courses of action that could have been improved on. That's just part of life in the military. I am certain that'll be done in the case of the withdrawal. My focus right now, though, is not on pointing fingers one way or the other. It's on the situation on the ground. The international airport in Kabul is secured. Commercial and military flights are resuming. They're going to get 5,000 to 9,000 refugees out daily, at least through August 31st. That includes allied Afghans, journalists, and prominent advocates for the rights of women and girls who may be subject to Taliban reprisal. The situation at the airport and with evacuations is rapidly coming into hand.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.